This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world of West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. The air fills with a musky smell, and then you see them, a dozen furry creatures scattering off the trail or erupting from the brush in a grunting getaway. If you're a West Texas hiker, you've likely interacted with javelinas or collared peccaries. Anthropologist Adam Johnson is studying these interactions. He's discovering a complex multi-species politics among people and peccaries. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter. Participant observation is a venerable technique in which an anthropologist is immersed in the daily activities of those being studied. In Johnson's work, it has a distinctive flavor.
Walking around on all fours on trails, really looking at their bedding sites and eating the sometimes really disgusting food that they eat. Raw mesquite beans and Texas ebony tree beans are not the tastiest food on the planet.
The purpose of anthropology, it's said, is to make the world safe for human differences. Johnson expands that mission to include the more than human. How do javelinas and humans negotiate competing interests? How do we live in community together? Johnson has found one answer with a wildlife photographer named Roger. On his hill country property, Roger and a javelina herd have created a convivial equilibrium. Javelina eyesight is poor. They rely on scent. But sociability is their real strength. They rub their potent musk on one another to bond. They snuggle at night. They even grieve their dead, lingering with fallen companions for days before moving on. It's by sticking together that they survive. Through close attention, Roger has learned to interpret javelina signs. Raised back hairs, javelina mohawks, indicate anxiety. Peccaries yawn, exposing their impressive tusks, to show toughness and to say, back off. In turn, Roger can get his messages across. He can call the peccaries in or let them know they're too close. A visitor can disrupt the balance, but the javelinas know the ground rules with Roger. They're so comfortable, they bring newborns near to drink at his pond and eat bird seed.
There's expectations, and they totally trust that those expectations are going to be met. There's tons of food, not like down in the yard, and yet they choose to bring the babies out into the yard.
The dynamic is different in Big Bend National Park, where Johnson has been a participant observer with both tourists and javelinas. Peccaries know park visitors aren't hunters. They're at ease, but also uninterested. These humans, after all, are just passing through.
Imagine going to like South Padre Island and all like the people that work in the restaurants and stuff. And like every tourist is just as good as the next. And the javelinas and the tourists at Big Bend, it's the same way. But for Roger, it really matters that it's Roger.
Johnson has also spent time with javelina hunters. He's found most hunters have a deep respect for the species they pursue and the places that sustain them.
It connects them to Texas. It connects them to landscapes they really love. And it connects them to nature, which they also say they love immensely and want to make sure they protect.
Javelinas aren't pigs, and that's important. They're sometimes mistaken for the feral hog, which causes immense damage and shot. But javelinas arrived here only a few centuries ago from tropical South America. They've embraced this harsh terrain and become Texas icons. Amidst ongoing ecological loss, Johnson's work aims to broaden our sense of community beyond the merely human. Javelinas, he says, are a good place to start.
What happens when you take a minute? The great anthropologist Amit Singh says, practice arts of noticing, really paying attention. Can we live in a world that's not quite so precarious, where we can benefit and other animals can benefit?
This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. Thanks for listening.